everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Got a great one for you tonight. You don't want to miss it. If you're interested in facts of the Sabbath, the true Sabbath, we're not talking about something that man has hatched up and created a Babylonian system or improved on a Babylonian system. We're here to tear Babylon down. We're here to do away with it. We're here to expose it. We're here to call everyone that uses it liars, deceitful, slow bellies. You know, I could say a whole lot of things right now about these people that's preaching false Sabbaths. We're going to prove it. I'll be right back. Come on, let's say yes tonight to Yahweh. Got some good information to share with you. You want to stay tuned? Praise Yahweh.
Believe that today's Monday,
or Tuesday or Wednesday, according to someone that thought this up for you many years ago. Now, if you let somebody else do your thinking without studying and praying and seeking and searching out, then you could be deceived. Do not enslave your soul to tradition, to man, to the deceitfulness of riches, or anything else. If you've got your mind wrapped up in the world and you love the world, you're going to love what the world has given you, and that's a Gregorian encounter. I've got to get down. I've got an appointment on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. And there is no biblical scriptures anywhere in the Bible for the calendar that Pope Gregory hung on your wall for you to observe. You said, well, I know it's right because Saturday's the Sabbath, glory to God. I hear these monkeys, monkey mouse, what I call them, these tricky dickies, these slick willies. You know, there's a lot of names for the devil. But basically, downright evil. That's the name I'd like to invoke here. The evil men of corrupt minds have deceived even the very elect. They're very persuasive. Now, the big argument is between the seventh day Saturday and the first day of the week Sunday. And everything else is, you know, it doesn't matter. Just so we figure out what day the Sabbath is. If you want to be a anti-Catholic, then you would opt for the Saturday. But wait a minute. That's stupid. You know, some people, stupid, plumb, bless God, parked their brain out here in tradition and can't recover themselves from the fall like Lucifer. Now, who told them that the Saturday was the seventh day? Well, the Catholic Church. But they criticize them for changing the Sabbath, and there's not one shred of evidence where the Catholic Church ever changed the Sabbath. Not one shred that they changed. Oh, yeah, they admit that they changed the Saturday, the seventh day, to the first day of the week. And then they probably basically got more Bible for the first day of the week than the Seventh-day Adventists or those who keep Saturday. You Saturday keepers better buckle up and hang on. We might be able to jar you into a conscious state where you can put down your tradition, especially the Gregorian Bible. Now, be honest with me. You said, well, I know it's the seventh day. That's what the calendar said. That's exactly right. Let me repeat this. Not the Bible now. Now, let me get it right here. And you Seventh-day people that's saying that Saturday is the Sabbath.
Well, I know this, Pastor Bunny. That's when the Jews keep it, and that's the one I'm going to accept. They know what day it was. My heavens above.
Did you know that they're some of the biggest liars that ever walked? Even your Messiah called them liars. Beware of the leavening of the Pharisees. What's a Pharisee? Beware of scribes. What's a scribe?
Oh, yeah, but they're God's chosen people.
I know where Satan's seat is. I know them that say they're Jews and are not, but are liars. Get the facts. Hold up here a minute. Come to your senses. Quit riding the fence. I mean, it's pathetic how you Salvage people waver back and forth. And when you hear a preacher like me get on the radio and declare the whole council and challenge these Seventh-day knee-knockers, pigeon-toed, knock-kneed, snaggle-tooth preachers, man, I hate a liar.
Well, I know it's the Sabbath because it's the seventh day, and that's what the Bible says, and that's what the...
But you see, they never mention that the Bible don't say that. Nowhere. I challenge any Saturday keeper to write me or call me. My heavens, I've given my number out, I don't know, maybe a blue million times. I don't know. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I give it out quite a bit. You ought to know. If you don't, you'll get it at the end of the program here. Well, let me give it to you right now, bless God. So you won't have no excuse. You listen up. I'm expecting a call. I'm like Glenn Beck. I've got the red phone set here. Oh, my heavens. What is it, Pastor Bud? Okay, got your pen and paper? 423-626-2172. Call me up and tell me where the Bible says that the Saturday on the Roman Catholic calendar, where it says that in the Bible. Well, you know, I'm not going to argue with you about it. Bless God, you ain't got nothing to argue with. That's the reason you ain't going to argue with Pastor Buddy. If you had something, you'd come out of bushes. But you ain't got nothing to come out of bushes with, because the great mowing machine, which is the Word, which will stop every mouth when it's not according to the Word. What day do we keep? What day do we really keep? Now, I gave you earlier how that the time of a conjunction can be given at any hour of the scriptural 24-hour a day. Which day are we to observe as a new moon? First of all, we know by appointed biblical example. Now, hold up here. I'm fixing to give you an appointed biblical example. I just asked you Seventh-day people to call me and give me a biblical example of where it says that the Saturday is the seventh day. Now, I know that there's a Catholic calendar you got hanging on your wall. You say, well, I can see the calendar here says Saturday will be the Sabbath, and that's when I take off. I take off, glory to God. I take it off from Friday night till Saturday evening, and boy, I won't work on that day. I'm religious now. Glory to God. Listen, folks. Here I am begging for one example of Saturday being the Sabbath. Would you dare? Would you call me? I mean, I'm a nice guy. I've never killed nobody. I've never cut anybody's throat. I've never, well, maybe I've cussed a few people out in time. I'm not beyond that, but that was when I was really... Well, I can't say I was out in the bars and messing around, but because I've cussed a few people out while I was preaching. Yeah, I have. You know, I'm one of those Ezra preachers. You ever heard of him? You ever heard of Nehemiah? Where that they had broken the Sabbath and married strange flesh, and he literally cursed them and jerked out their hair? I mean, he was a pissed off preacher. Well, I'm not that bad, so I'm not going to cuss you and jerk your hair out unless you give me a good reason. You know, if you want to be a smart aleck, you know, I could give you my street address if you'd like to look me up. I'm not afraid of nothing or nobody except Yahweh. I fear Him. And I'm not taking no winkety-pinkety little pinkies, little knock-kneed pigeon-toed false prophets that says that the Saturday is the seventh day, and I hate to keep dwelling on this for some reason, but they must be a Saturday listener. Listen to me. If you got an honest heart, I'm not trying to rake you over the coals. I just want to wake you up. We know now by approved biblical example that a new moon was calculated in advance. Now hold it. Well, how do we know that? I'm fixing to give you a biblical example. It don't matter what men in Scripture were actually calculating to be the new moon. The example shows that it was definitely known in advance. Now, watch me. Listen to me. Oh, we don't keep that old new moon now. That's under the Jews and under the law. Well, wait a minute. You can't have it both ways. Just because the Jews quit keeping the new moon, don't mean that the Bible commanded it to stop anywhere.
Oh, I know a scripture over here in Isaiah chapter 1. Oh, your new moons and your Sabbath stink in my nose. Well, what are you keeping Sabbath for? Well, you're keeping Sabbath day.
If that's what he was actually talking about, well, then let me give it to you like a Seventh-day Adventist would give it, and we're using Yahweh's own words. Your Saturdays is a stink in my nostril, and your new moons. At least they were, you might call yourself a Saturday worshiper, but were you keeping the new moon? Well, I know some of them have got smart enough, and they figured out I was going to get on them. I mean, after all, me and Brother Arnold have been preaching this for over 20 years. Well, 15 anyway, on the radio. And we've challenged all comers. Me and Brother Arnold, and we've been to debates. And we've reasoned with people. I've reasoned with people. I stand on the mound 2 feet. I don't answer to nobody or nothing except, like I say, Yahweh. I don't have to have somebody do my homework. I do it myself. If I wasn't qualified, I wouldn't be on here. If I didn't know what I was talking about, I wouldn't declare unto you that David knew that the next day was going to be a new moon. That's advanced teaching, and I'm going to give you an example in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, that's where you got to go. Now, let me relate this a little bit. I don't want to dwell here because I've got many things to lay on you. If I can get off this... Man, I'm just really kicked off at the people that claim to be Saturday keepers. I ain't even considering the Sunday people. You ain't even worth the effort and the breath, because you know it's wrong. Because the Catholic Church will tell you it's the first day of the week, according to them. And it's not. It ain't the first day of the week, but that's what they say. Just like it's not the seventh day is not Saturday, just like the seventh day Adventist day, because they're using the Roman calendar for their basis of foundation of teaching, and all that's wrong. All of it's false. The great whore is a deceiver, and she uses a system that is Babylon. David and Jonathan mentioned that the next day is going to be a new moon. Read it. To do so, they would have to have already been recognizing the fact that the day in which that David spoke was the last day of the old month. Now, are you with me? If I give you a Bible example, and I begged you seven-day Saturday keepers to give me one. Well, now I know that the Bible said back there in Genesis, praise God, that God prayed to earth and heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rested, and that was Saturday. Where does it say that at? You fancy Dan's that have fooled the world? You Seventh Adventists, which are false? You're false. You advocate, and you ain't the only one that advocates Saturday. I know a lot of people, used to be, including myself, caught up in that mess. Boy, you talk about a mess of strange doctrine. When somebody like myself, trained and sharp in the sword, they get after you, and they begin to cut you more ways you got fingers and toes, and give you more examples than you ever wanted. Would you like to have about 75 here tonight? If I had to rest the night, if Brother Dave would turn me loose, I'd take over the rest of the programming, which I couldn't do because he scheduled other preachers in. But boy, that would be wonderful. I could do it. I could give you at least 75 biblical examples and more if I had time. It would take me about 3 or 4 hours to give you that, and I could preach on that for 3 or 4 hours, and the hag still wouldn't be told of biblical examples where that the lunar application of the moon with the sun beginning the equinox with stated biblical applications. The word in equinox is tekufu in the Hebrew. 1 Samuel 1:20. The same doctrine Samuel knew. Samuel knew what day it was. He knew what the Sabbath day was. Elijah knew what it was. David knew what it was. Jonathan knew what it was. Everybody knows what the Sabbath day was back then, except today we've had a bunch of changes, and then we've got a false calendar. me well. We got a false calendar here tonight that I am criticizing and I am condemning, and I'm saying it was created by Satan, the powers of Babylonian darkness, and men love darkness better than light, and they hide under the shadow of darkness. And when there's a preacher of light on the scene, I'm giving you new light on the new moon. Starting with the conjunction. I ain't no guesswork. It's a celestial event. Astrologically can be proven. And you say, well, no, that can't win. Nobody didn't know. You know why you don't know? It's because you never look up, because you look on your wall and see that Saturday is the Sabbath or Sunday is the first day of the week, whichever one you worship. And I guarantee you that 99% of the people tonight in Christian faith are worshiping on Saturday or Sunday. So I'm on 99% of everybody's toes tonight, and I ain't coming off of them. You got my number, call me. I'll put you on live. And me and you will come together. The Bible said, let's reason this together. The Bible said, search scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life. You ain't got none. For people that's trusting in a Gregorian calendar, which is nothing but a hunk of junk, which is nothing but pure Babylonian falsehood, was created by the Catholic Church. And those who hate her, the Seventh-day Adventists hate the Catholic Church. But bless God, they love her calendar. They love the name she promotes. Yeah, they can trust her for that. But the rest of it is criticism of the Catholic Church. If I wouldn't be so two-faced hypocrite to base my teaching that they are right on one thing and wrong on another. That means that if they're right on something and wrong on other things, then we got a divided house and it ain't going to stand on the doctrinal basis. You got to believe the Word. And nowhere in Scripture does it say that Saturday or Sunday is the Sabbath. So right now I'm standing on your toes, Saturday keeper. I'm standing on your toes, Sunday keeper. Not the S-U-N. Oh, yeah. The S-U-N. Not the S-O-N. They don't worship what the Father did, and I can prove to you that he observed the new moon Sabbath. Sometimes they go 2 days. And sometimes if the month ends on a Sabbath, then you've got a new moon or a conjunction for a new moon, and you could have a 3-day Sabbath. You say, oh, what lunatics is those old moon boys. They call us lunar ticks. You know, I got news for you. You solar ticks and you holy ticks, or you Catholic ticks of the Gregorian calendar. Bring it on. Let's get in the Bible. If I can give you 70 examples where it's related to the moon, you give me 70 or 80 examples where it's related strictly to solar, the sun, without including the moon. Or why don't you give me a verse and chapter of where the seventh day said it was Saturday, or that the first day of the week said it was Sunday. Come on. Get it on. Let's rumble. In this jungle of Babylonian confusion, you'll see the light. If you've got any... See, I got boldness. I don't have to apologize and hang my head and be humiliated. Because I know you ain't got no Bible for Saturday. You ain't got no Bible for Sunday. You ain't got no Bible for solar, strictly solar. I hate to tell you that because I'm making some of my friends mad there. I got some solar buddies that I really like a lot of. They're pretty knowledgeable. But they lack one thing yet. They just can't get it right because they leave out the moon. Oh, we don't need that old moon up there. I don't know why God ever hung in the heavens. Well, have you ever tried reading Genesis 1:14? It might tell you.
Now, let me say, as long as there's going to be a sun and a moon, there's going to be an Israel.
That's what the Bible said. And let me give you a little introduction thing, and I'll cover it later on, but I'll go into a brief comment right here at this point. I dare you. repeat that, you Saturday keepers. I dare you to do something for me. And you might do a favor for yourself. Turn over to the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Start at the 22nd verse and read 22, 23, and 24. And tell me, pray tell me, at the conclusion of them three verses in the mouth of two or three witnesses, tell me what you're going to do with a Gregorian calendar or a Roman Catholic calendar in the day when he comes back to reign with us. I want to ask you again, and I dare you to turn there. I dare you.
Pastor Buddy, you just make me so mad, and you're so arrogant.
I've heard that. I heard that all the time. People come in,
oh, well, if you had the love of God in you, you wouldn't be so hard on us.
Well, I just wish that I was as hard on you as Isaiah was, because he was so hard on them. And to shame them, he stripped his clothes off and walked naked among these paganistic calendar-keeping Babylonian idiots. He walked naked among them just to shame and typify that they were covered not in the garments of praise and the garments of commandment-keeping, but they were clothed with nakedness of the Babylonian concept of breaking his Sabbaths. Ezekiel the same way. Jeremiah, bring him to the record. You ever read Jeremiah 58? You ever read Ezekiel chapter 20? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the power. Power. I'm talking about power of a gospel that'll shut every mouth.
Well, you ain't supposed to use it so harshly, Pastor Buddy.
Wonder what got Jeremiah thrown in a hole. He lay there for over a year in a clay, mud, wet, eating bread and water, being shamed and humiliated in the public square, where they dug a hole for him because they hated him for commanding them to keep Yahweh's Sabbaths. Like I say, you need to go back and read the 9th chapter and the 10th chapter of the book of Azariah. If you think I'm a hard preacher, all I like is starting cussing. And for the sake of trying to be respectful, I'll please, as best I can, refrain from that. But bless God, if you'd have been back there in that day, you'd have heard a real Holy Ghost, sanctified, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You would have heard him curse and pull their hair out of their head for breaking the Sabbath day. David knew what day it was. He said, tomorrow's going to be the new moon.
Well, we don't. I told you, Pastor, but we, that's under the law. We don't do that no more.
Well, the Sabbath under the law, is that, well, do you do that anymore? Come on. Belly it up. Step up here to the bar and get you a good, stiff drink. I'd rather preach to a drunk that'll tell the truth or confess the truth than to preach to a Christian that's a hypocrite. That's the truth. Now, the dilemma is which day is kept. Now, that's the dilemma. Let me demonstrate the best possible scriptural choices, and I'll show you why the choice of the day that the conjunction happens in is not the scriptural position to take. Let me say this. For instance, a conjunction happened right in the middle of the day. given approximately 12 hours on either side. Now, that's dividing, and you could fall either way, a day before, a day after. This would mean that there would be 12 hours in an old waning moon, and 12 hours in a new waning moon. It's not scriptural to use this day for various reasons. First, part of the day is actually in the old moon. Do you see that? So you'd be keeping your Sabbath based on 12 hours of the old Sabbath and only get the 12 hours of the first corresponding day to the new moon. Thus, if it happened to be on the first or the seventh month of the year, the festivals in that month would be calculated from an old moon. Now, are we getting anywhere? Pray tell you. Turn with me over to the book of Numbers, chapter 29 and verse 1, and let's figure it out. What do we do on a new moon? Oh, we don't do that no more, Pastor. But yeah, that's right, you don't do a... Yeah. You don't do nothing, do you? All that's back under the law, except Isaiah said in the new millennial, in the new day, in the new covenant, he said that you would keep the new moon.
Well, it says over here in Colossians to not let no man observe you in a new moon.
It also says not to let a man judge you in the Sabbath. Does that mean to judge you keeping it, or does that mean judge you in breaking it? Obviously, it would be breaking it, wouldn't it? Something that you still keep on Saturday, something you keep on Sunday, and both of those in error, and I've got the scriptures to judge you. That's what Paul said. Now, if I can judge you, that means you're wrong. If I can't judge you, that means you're right. You see that? That's what he's saying.
But everybody says, well, he said over, let no man judge you in meat or drink.
I can eat anything I want to, glory to God. Everything's clean, and you can't judge me. You get out of the, you get over in the unclean food laws, and watch me judge you. You get over in the wrong Sabbath day, you get on Saturday, and that's what I'm doing to you Saturday keepers right now. I'm challenging you. I've done put you on a challenge. Now, there's some preachers on here preaching the Sabbath real strong on Saturday, but they'll never call Pastor Buddy. And when I call them out and crack a whip of the scriptures on the top of their head, they lay low. Let's hope that none of our people are listening to him tonight. He might convince somebody. He might persuade somebody to keep the new moon Sabbath and the lunar Sabbaths in the week. Did you know that according to regulation, you've got to keep 6 days before you can have the Sabbath? 6 days. The festivals cannot be calculated in any old moon. In other words, before that Sabbath would end, you can't begin. In other words, you've got to have a new moon to begin the blowing of the trumpet. Sound the trumpet in a
new moon. Well, all I do is I just look up on the calendar. I don't see no new moon up there, but I sure see Saturday, and I'll keep that day, glory to God.
That's what the Pope wanted you to do. You said for that day, Venice are falling right in his trap. He gave you a reason to doubt him. And you doubted him. Well, if he's preaching a lie to start with, and you doubt that lie, do you think there's any truth coming behind it? I don't think so. But you got smart, and you figured it out, didn't you? You say, oh, wait a minute. Bless God, they admitted they changed the Saturday to Sunday. We're worshiping on Sunday, and so we'll run back and keep Saturday. Now I know we're right. If you were out of the sequence and you didn't start the proper Sabbath on a scriptural day, and when it begins, because it was in an old moon, the day must finish out its course until the following evening, and then a new scriptural day or a Sabbath or a new moon begins under the truth of the Scriptures. And I could be here all night, the rest of the night, giving you examples. And I wouldn't even have to open my Bible to give you these examples. I know where they're at. I know where they're written. I have total recall. I don't have spiritual Alzheimer's. Like some of these people,
let me see now.
See, they try to, they grasp for to cover up their lies. If you're preaching truth, it'll come to you. Yahweh said, open your mouth and I'll fill it with the truth of the living word. Supported by the boldness of preachers that'll stand on it. I ain't patty caking.
Well, I didn't get on here to argue.
God, bless God, I did. I got on here to persuade you fully with the Scriptures. Now, if that won't persuade you, if that won't convince you, then you just believe a lie and be damned and go to hell with all the rest of them that's keeping their tradition. Now, notice this. A day is defined in Scripture as being from evening to evening. Now, we've got some of these that want to define it as from noon to noon. They say, well, on the zenith of the sun at 12 o'clock. Now, that's beginning a new day. Glory to God. And then the next day, it ends. They ain't no Scripture for that. Not one. You Christian like saying it's like, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Well, here's Pastor Buddy saying, oh, there's not a friend like the lowly Yahweh. No, not one. No, not one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get Yahweh on the record here. A new moon is defined by various Hebrew lexicons as meaning a rebuilding. Thus, the day of the new moon is the first 24 hours, evening to evening, according to the Bible, not morning to morning, or as the Gregorian says, well, it's not from midday. It's at midnight. That's when the time changes on the old clock, Pastor Buddy. Lord of God. 12 p.m. flipping over to 12 a.m. And so then a day begins on the Catholic calendar. What do you say? But they had been is keeping the evening for. That's Jewish. You'll throw out part of it. Throw out the new moon. You won't keep that. But boy, you'll say, well, it's supposed to be from evening to evening, not from 12 o'clock midnight to 12 o'clock midnight. Man, I'm telling you, you zipper heads. I mean, the Catholic Church has unzipped your head and your brains fell out. You're so engrossed in criticizing the Catholic Church as the great whore. I've read your books. I've studied on the seventh Day Adventist doctor, probably as long as anybody that's listening to me tonight. They may be some old geezers, and I'm not a young'un. I've been studying for over 50, and so I put my knowledge of the Scriptures and studying up against any old geezer, because I'm one myself. But you cannot read anywhere in the Bible other than that a new moon begins the new month, and there's a shofar to be blown for it. The celebrations of the feast are counted the first 15 days, and on the 15th day it was always the Sabbath. So therefore, I conclude with simple arithmetic. If the Sabbath begins on the conjunction of a rebuilding, not necessarily first crescent light, but on the conjunction, now we've got a rebuilding, and then we go to the first quarter. That's exactly 6 days. And then we rest. Now, wait a minute here. when we count the new moon day, work 6 days, that's seven. And we keep the Sabbath on the first Sabbath, it's on the eighth day. You see that? And that's what the Bible talks about on how they kept the Sabbath. Would you, Seventh-day Adventists, like to get in here and debate me on the eighth day? Would you like to come aboard? Would you like to get your feet wet? Got your life preserver on? Because I'll drown you. I'll be like a coon in the water, and you're like a hound dog. I'll get up on top of your head. I know a good hunter that knows how they do it, and I've watched them do it myself. And get right on top of the dog's head, and they'll drown him. There's enough scriptures here to drown you with the word of Yahweh, which is forever settled, and nothing can be added to it, nothing taken from, and regardless of the issues of tradition, the word will stop every mouth. Come on, somebody, come on. Somebody get bold. Let's have a big old Gregorian debate. You Saturday keepers get, come on with me. We'll agree that the Catholic Church is a whore. Then I'll point out what you keep of what she has established as the truth, and you will agree with her. So I've caught you agreeing with a whore and in the bed with her. And the Bible says anybody's caught in the whore's bed, he says that he'd punish you. So you don't want to get in here with Pastor Buddy. You might get grounded. Now, notice this. After the rebuilding, thus the day of the new moon is the first 24 hours, evening to evening now again, of the rebuilding. This could be the day the conjunction happens in, seeing that some hours of the day were not in a rebuilding moon, but rather in an old waning moon. Thirdly, now listen to this now. Scriptures tell us that Yahweh is only light, and that there is not any part of darkness in him. It's a neutrality, or be still when it's dark. Don't work. It's perfect. Perfect. Any darkness in Yahweh would make him not all light. Using this analogy now for you, the simplicity of the analogy, any oldness in a new moon day would corrupt the actual first official day of the new moon. Are you with me? Can you follow me?
Well, yeah, but that's right. But see, we don't keep the new moon no more. That's not our point of reference.
We keep Saturday. We keep Sunday. We keep the Gregorian calendar. Now, I've done challenge you under that. Take your Gregorian calendar. Turn over to Isaiah again, 66, 22, 23, and 24, and then tell me, in the new millennial kingdom, if you're going to keep the new moon and the Sabbath, or you're going to keep the Gregorian calendar Saturday and Sunday. Now, pray tell me. Get in the water with a coon or get out. Because you could get drowned if you choose to enter in the water and try to swim with a Saturday. It's like putting a millstone on your neck. You ain't going to... Yeah, and swim in the Atlantic Ocean. I've been across her. She's pretty rough. And this thing can get real stormy when you get into the truth and you start pulling the short hair. You know, that means you're getting down to the nitty-gritty. You're exposing. You're opening up like a doctor operating on somebody that's got a disease. A falsehood. The word will open, and it'll expose the deceit that is hid in the mouth of the false prophet and the devils of the Babylonian confusion of a Gregorian calendar. Now, if you go back under Moses, you couldn't be ceremoniously clean the same day that the person was unclean. Yeah, now are you with me? If you were clean that day, you couldn't be ceremoniously unclean even after you had personally obeyed what he said to do, to completely wash your body in the water, change into new clothes, and be absolutely clean from head to toe until the arrival of the new day at sunset and the time of Arib. If that person waited to accomplish these fulfillments until just after sunset, he was still counted as unclean and would be required to wait until yet another sunset arrived before he could be declared clean. Scriptural reference in the book of Leviticus. In the book of Exodus. Now, let me give you another reason to not take the day in which the conjunction happens can be found in examining a similar, if not almost exact, action in the heavens, that this being the spring equinox, you can then rest assured that the equinox is definitely the controlling factor to determine when the new moon begins. I don't have any reservation of knowing that the ancients calculated from the equinox, and they knew exactly when the sun would light it and bring it into view with the first day of what we call spring, the spring equinox. I think that we should take the first new moon after the vernal equinox for the day of Abib. And I can give you reasons for believing that, because there's some difference even in the lunar groups and the way that they worship. You see, if you don't really think this out, if you're not really qualified to be an authority, and I'm not saying I am, if you can teach me, call me up. I'm teachable. I've had people teach me. I can sit still. I'll be like a church mouse. If ever crumb it falls from your mouth, I'll grab it. But I've also got a memory of an elephant. I can remember everything you've said in detail in your doctrine, and the end of the puzzle, if it ain't put together properly, I'll tear it apart for you and put it back together in scriptural response. Even if it does . It has to take a new moon, which comes after the vernal equinox. In other words, you wait for the first new moon. Now, we're talking about when the conjunction fulfills itself. That's how you're going to do it. And here I am. I preach myself out of time and haven't even got over the whole fact of when the day is to be recognized. I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. You 5 o'clock people in the West Coast, you don't have to set up to 11 o'clock. You can hear Pastor Buddy at 5 o'clock out there. You can hear me 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone and Eastern Time Zone. You lay down. We've got quite a few of them stay up on the East Coast in Eastern Standard Time Zone to listen to part three of coming up tomorrow night, Yahweh willing. And a coon can still swim in the water. And ain't no hound got him and eat him up. I've had the dogs, what I call the hounds of hell, chase me all over the place. A good smart coon can drown every one of them comes in the water with him. And so we're asking you coon hounds, if you don't chase this coon, get in the water. That's where you're going to have to get into the Holy Ghost water, the revelation of the truth, and we'll reason together. Come, let us reason together, saith Yahweh. You see, they marveled at Yahweh's doctrine. They was astonished at his doctrine. You may be astonished at this tonight, because it could be the first time you've ever heard the lunar calendar put up so bluntly and so boldly, and so completely in context of revelation of scriptural design. Yahweh hid it from the wise and the prudent, and he revealed it to babes and to sucklings. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's good. That is so good. You know what you can do? you could call me. You could call me tonight, right here. And for all of you Saturday keepers or Sunday keepers that want to, again, get my number, I'm fixing to give it to you. Why don't you write me tonight? You can write me. Write me at Post Office Box 2284. It's 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy. New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. In New Tazewell, Tennessee. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now I'm going to give you my cell phone number. In case I'm out and away from the home phone, you won't have no excuses. You be a good coon dog and jump in the water here. Take this number down and jump in. That'd be area code 423-259-0606. That's real easy to number. 0606-259-423. 423-259-0606. Call me up. We'll be waiting for your call. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439 and Brother Paul. Out of the great state of Michigan tonight, 1-800-253-2748. And I'll see you tomorrow night. I've got some things to share with you in the time I've got left here tonight. We are moving our home base out of New Tazewell. We've been blessed to have an opportunity to move our location to a more acceptable site in the country, in the mountains. So we're heading for the mountains. We advise you to do the same. We're trying to get ready for the great shaking. You can go back and read some of the prophecies of Matthew 24. We're concerned about those in these days. I'm telling you, I want you to pray about something. I want to submit a challenge to you. We need your financial help. We're going to try to acquire some property. It's going to cost us a few coins. If you've got any gold coins or silver coins, now I've had brothers and sisters send me some. I've had a brother send me some gold coins out of the nation of Spain. A very precious person to help me. Not many, but a few. Right now, with the price of gold at the time he gave me these coins, they probably, I mean, I thought it was very high at that time, about $500 or $600. Now it's already doubled. That's a blessing of Yahweh. And we expect it to get more and higher. So if you've got some coins that you'd like to donate to the festival site, we're talking about people gathering up and coming to us in festivals on the Sabbaths. He taught these things. It would take me a year to indoctrinate you or teach you or to persuade you, perhaps, on this message of just the Sabbath. So you see how time's wasting? I'm getting old in age. I ain't going to be here for long. But we got brothers to take my place and keep on preaching and never miss a lick. Well, if you've got something to send to us in the way of a love offering, a festival offering, where we can have a festival, and it's a shame that we haven't had it in so many years, but the devil has fallen, you will not believe. You see, in Marvel law that the wicked prosper, well, I'll guarantee you one thing, the righteous haven't prospered too much. But today, Yahweh's beginning to open the door of revelation and truth and a place together. Now, this will be a very well-controlled place. We don't want no hangers-on. We don't want no spiritual thieves. We don't want no demonic devils to participate. We want you to stay away. We don't need you. You could have $10 million and be a devil, and we wouldn't accept you. We do have the power of discernment. We got elders that watch over the faith and the teachings that we have here. We want a place. Now, this ain't going to be a fancy place because we can't afford one right now unless you win the lottery or you send me a bunch of money, if you'll send it to me and put it in my care, I guarantee you we'll have a nice place. We're talking about a lot of acres. Here we're going to have only less than probably 10 acres. We wanted some water on it. Maybe we can't get that. We'll take what we can get because it'll be a place to gather where you can park and sociably put your tent up and stay on the property and be fed and cared for and taught with the freedom. May Yahweh bless this country that we can maintain our freedom. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I do know. I know what you want my answer to be. He's saying, will you ride with us? Are you ready to mount up and ride the Sabbath? Are you ready to be baptized in the great name of Yahweh for the remission of sin? Well, we want you to do that. We'll talk more on this adventure that we're entering into. I'll be changing my New Tazewell address, Yahweh will, and here in the next 45 days. So, bless you. Write me. Send me a big love offering to help us play for a feast night. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you. Right now, saying, will you rise?